44 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, 29th day of June. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
All right. We're doing good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was really great. How about you?
Yes. Beautiful weekend in between the storms.
Yeah. But the storms are good.
Yeah,
wow, it's nice and green out.
Yeah, that's right. You get to green up the lawn a little bit. And that's what we want. So we got a great week of weather ahead. Got some, you know, showers in between.
Really nice.
A nice week. And nothing, you know, it's going to be 100 degrees out. But 4th of July looks like partly sunny and 77.
Nice.
On Saturday. So we'll have pretty nice weather with a slight chance of some showers and thunderstorms on the 4th of July. And James, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, you know, it was pretty good.
All right.
It was all right.
James just sauntered in.
James just walked in.
Sauntered in is maybe the wrong
sauntered.
Word.
No, he's here.
Dragged in.
He's here this morning. And so let's look at some Wyoming history, shall we?
Sure.
It was on this date over the weekend. And let's see. 1867, Mormon mountain man Lewis Robinson rides into the Great Salt Lake City with news of gold strikes at South Pass in Wyoming, starting a gold rush there. 1937, the first technical climbing ascent of Devil's Tower, Bear Lodge, is accomplished by Fritz Weisner and Lawrence Coveney. 1937.
Wow. I don't think they, do they allow that anymore? I'm not sure that
they
still
do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, you can.
I haven't been
you have
there in
to,
a long time.
You have to apply, you know, and get, you know, have to have the proper credentials.
And the permit.
And all that. You just, yeah, it just some slub like me just can't say, I want to climb it.
Yeah.
They go, okay, go ahead. Do you have any experience? No, I just thought it'd be fun.
Well, I just thought because of if it damages it or, but that's
no,
not
you,
the case.
You have to be an experienced climber. And I think you would want to be climbing that.
Yeah. Well, climbing anything with anything. Ropes.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a difficult climb, too, from what I understand.
From what I understand, it is, yes. 1890, the Cheyenne Daily Sun used red and blue ink throughout the eight-page paper to celebrate statehood.
Hmm.
Huh.
There you go.
Cost them $4 billion to do that. Red and blue ink. Are you kidding me? Friends with them must have been?
Red and blue. Yellowstone Park officials confirmed 12-year-old injured by a bison in the park. Too close Friday morning. Incident occurred near Mud Volcano, north of Fishing Bridge. The visitor sustained injuries, and medical personnel transported them to a nearby hospital under investigation.
I saw a YouTube video over the weekend of a guy on a motorcycle, and the bison are crossing the road, and one is just coming up to him and smelling him, and he's just sitting there, just stone, you know, not he's avoiding eye contact, and it's nudging him a little bit and smelling his leather jacket.
No. That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, and so finally, it did something, and he went like this, and it kind of jumped and walked off. But people were like, well, that nixes my motorcycle ride through Yellowstone, the comments.
I went through the park on my motorcycle and encountered a lion because there were
That's
people
what
watching the bison, and it didn't like me at all. And
well, it's loud,
and
right?
It probably was loud.
And its tail curled, and it's like, oh, time to move forward. So I moved around and moved up.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Like, come on, man. Anyway, James' lottery story this morning. The lottery story is from Cowboy Draw. And this particular winner used their Zoltar
numbers.
That they had.
And we're talking about me.
And we're talking about Julie.
Yeah, it was real.
It was the real deal. She used her Zoltar number.
A Wyoming woman won her Cowboy Draw from using Zoltar numbers. That's probably what was on the page.
That's right. And she won enough. It wasn't the Mega Millions because she's still here.
No, but there's a funny story behind that because I was at Farmers Co-op. Shout out to Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to get me Thursday night on the Mega Millions, and it kept stalling out and stalling out. And she goes, oh, we're in the middle of the draw. We can wait. And kind of go, no, what else? Let's do Cowboy Draw. And so I hand her my Zoltar ticket. Mm-hmm. There's all these people online at this point. So then I I didn't check until like Saturday.
It was Saturday, yeah.
Saturday, and I was just sitting in the parking lot of Tractor Supply with my daughter, and I put the numbers in, and I was like, no way. No way. So I went to Farmer's Co-op. I was like, yeah, actually, I won. It was enough to, I just had to do some repairs on my truck and get it, my tags again, and so it covered that.
There you go. That's all you need, right?
Yeah, so, heck yeah.
Hey, it doesn't matter if you win, you know, I think the most I've ever won is $20, and I was like, yes! So yeah. You went enough to fix your truck and do the tags.
So then my daughter promptly used hers all to our numbers.
Yeah. It was so fun. I'm going to go do it again every day.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thanks. You know, it takes, I guess, 2 to 3 weeks
to get
the money.
Yeah. It wasn't a huge windfall, but it was enough.
It
was enough to pay for the truck and the licensing. There you go. Congratulations. Zoltar comes through.
Yeah, now, Zoltar sales are skyrocketing right now.
I was kind of feeling it on Friday.
I was too.
And I said to Julie, I said, you kind of feeling it? And you said on air, yeah. You go, yeah, I'm kind of feeling it. So she went and bought some. There you go. When you're feeling it, do it.
Now, here's the thing. Because I couldn't do the Mega Millions. I'm going, maybe I should go back with my Zoltar numbers.
All right. Well, congrats on that. Congrats. Another lottery story, James.
You know, close to home.
Maybe they are real.
Maybe they are. Let's look at the date book on this Monday, 29th day. Hey, we're gonna flip those calendars on Wednesday. 1858, engineer George Washington Goethals was born. He was the engineer of the Panama Canal.
Wow, that is amazing. That's something I'd love to go see.
Wow.
Yeah, Panama Canal is really cool.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No.
Oh.
No, but I would love to see
just
it, too.
Just the engineering?
The engineering and the sheer manpower it took.
Oh.
And lives lost. And
yes.
Geez.
Yeah. 1861, American surgeon William James Mayo was born. Mm. We all know that. Mayo Clinic.
Mid-mayonnaise. Oh.
No.
Are you joking?
Yes, I'm joking.
Okay. Yeah, American surgeon.
Either way, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Mayo Clinic, 1861. Gary Busey is 82 today.
Interesting character.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So, say the least.
1854, the Gadsden Purchase, parts of Arizona, Mexico from Mexico for $10
million. Cool.
All right.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Good deal.
Goodbye. 1916. Wow. This is early. A Boeing aircraft flies for the first time. I did not realize
the
company was that old.
Yeah. I don't think they were doing planes. Like, they started before planes became obviously a thing, and then they like quickly switched to aircraft construction.
Well,
they were doing something else before that.
Good move.
Yeah.
Good move. Today is Almond Butter Crunch Day.
Sure.
Is that like a Butterfinger?
I don't know what that is, yeah.
Almond Butter Crunch Day. Maybe it's a topping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that before. Today's camera day. All right.
Sure. Got plenty of those.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Darts. Play some lawn darts today.
Sure.
Not the old kind.
I don't think I've ever played lawn darts. Sounds dangerous.
What is lawn darts? I don't darts.
Lawn darts? They're like huge darts.
Like spear tip?
Yeah, basically.
And then you gotta
step back.
Yeah.
I think you throw. Okay, little kids.
Why?
The game is you stand about 45 feet away and you put people in a line, and then whoever gets hit, you're out.
Be careful now. It's our first game.
Yeah.
Let's have fun today without getting a dart in us. All right. Waffle Iron Day.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Love a good waffle.
Yes. Take your children to work today.
All right. You guys hear that?
There you go.
Grant.
We got that.
Shreffler.
Yeah, we got that today.
It's the summer.
On.
They probably already have to deal with that a little bit because it's the summer. No school to take them to.
And we don't mind. We love having the... Actually enlightens the...
Mm-hmm.
Enlightens the...
The mood a little
bit.
Yeah.
I like it. So, great kids. According to a study in India, nearly a quarter of the bus drivers there in New Delhi have no driving skills and are partially blind. Oh,
wow.
Hey.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
I wonder what so partially blind looks like.
If you're in New Delhi, I would jump on the bus system.
You would have figured that they probably have enough people there. They could have picked out a different couple group of...
A quarter of them.
Can you see, kind of?
Yeah.
You're hired.
You're hearing.
You're driving this thing full of children.
With a heavily populated cows running around.
Wow. Okay. Scientists say laughing for 10 to 15 minutes, which is what we try to do here every day, will burn 40 calories.
Oh, I just think it makes you feel good.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, too. A study also found that people who regularly listen to music have better cognitive function.
So you got to listen to one of our nine radio stations.
Right. Yeah.
10 most trusted brands in America. What do you think? Boy, this is tough.
Wait, are we guessing?
Brands. Yeah. Well, if you want to guess. It's
I don't
want
to guess.
There's a tool company probably in there.
Number nine.
I'm medical.
Number nine is Hershey's and Kleenex.
What?
Brands.
Are they together?
They're brands. They're tied. 9th UPS is 8th. Heinz ketchup is 7th.
Trusted? What? I don't.
This anytime I pour out the ketchup, it's perfect.
I trust ketchup.
Yeah.
Now this is interesting. The Weather Channel.
Sure.
Well, yeah, you know that guy's always reporting right in the middle. What's his name?
I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's always like,
he's a legend.
Right now, I'm standing in the corner and things are flying by.
He's hovered down.
Yeah,
you know,
hunkered down.
Yeah, he's been.
He's on his knees.
He's been everywhere.
Wind's blowing. So, what's it? Now he's selling Generac generators now, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Number four and five, Dove and PayPal.
PayPal. Okay.
Three is Google.
No.
Google? I know. Two is Band-Aid. Okay.
All right.
Sure. Number one, BlackRock. All right.
BlackRock. number one is Dawn dish soap.
Okay, that one. Yeah, they did a good advertising, saving the animals after. All
right. Katrina.
Katrina.
Or actually, no, the oil spill.
But Katrina, too.
Yeah.
Rubik's Cube North American Championship set to begin this week in Raleigh, North Carolina, organized by Cubing USA.
There you go, James.
This major speed cubing competition will feature top talent from North America and beyond.
Sure.
You have a chance to advance, James, to Uppsala, Sweden for the World Cube Championships.
How fast? You used to be able to
get
pretty fast. No.
16 minutes, maybe, something like that.
Oh,
are these people like doing it in 16 seconds?
Yeah, they're doing it less than that, probably.
I can't do it at all, so...
I got lucky once.
I can't figure it out.
And then you got rid of it. You were like, this is it. I'm done.
I'm done.
Don't need to improve it or anything.
Basically, I did. Yeah. I said, okay, I'm done. Tonight, full strawberry moon will reach its peak tonight.
Okay.
It'll be at, let's see, what time?
It was already a little orange yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It'll be our time, 5:56 p.m.
It's early. Okay.
Named after the ripening of the strawberries in June, this moon is rooted in Native American traditions. Mm. The moon's arc will be low and short, leading to more amber appearance due to atmospheric effects as the sun remains high in the sky.
You know, I noticed that yesterday, too. I was like, it seems weird, like the sun's setting early. Yeah.
Other names for the moon are strawberry moon or rose moon, blackberry moon, or hot moon.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Those are different fruits.
Homer, Alaska, there was a guy just finished grocery shopping, pulled his cart up to his car. He went to around the back end to unlock it. An eagle swooped down and flew off with his rack of ribs.
Eagles.
Awesome. I'd say go ahead, man.
It is a famous thing in Alaska that they love. They're huddled around garbage cans, trash. Yeah.
Yeah. They know
grocery stores.
Man. Yeah. They know it. That's big.
They look different, too, like on the Pacific Coast.
Mm-hmm.
They just are a lot more rugged looking.
It's because they're eating my two-day-old McDonald's fries out of the garbage can.
No, I mean, because it's the ocean, you know. Just living in that condition.
They see a chicken bacon Swiss, they're like, I'll take that.
Yeah. I'll bet you Warren, Michigan is going to loving this. They have been named the number one worst city in the U.S. for bed bugs.
Ugh.
An estimated one in
how do they calculate that?
One in every 59 beds in that city is infested.
What is the World Bed Bug Association go and tests every city.
Wow. I bet it's hotel stuff.
Probably.
Research says Michigan is the number one state for bed bugs. Well, that's great for travel and tourism, isn't it?
Do you get an award for that? Or?
Yeah. Wow.
You get a medal?
I guess it's probably humidity and...
Yeah. Mm. Just a picture of a little bug with gold medal
that
on
it. That makes you want to think... If
a bug with what?
Yeah, a little gold medal. You have, yeah, you have to wear that around if you're working at a hotel or something.
Hey, you could capitalize on this.
Up.
I stayed in Warren, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I survived the bed bugs in Warren, Michigan.
I survived the bed bugs in Warren, Michigan.
And you're just covered in little bites.
I mean, embrace it, right?
That's right. Do something with it. Hey, you guys have a great day. Congrats, Julie.
Thank you.
All right. It is coming up on 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. A little sweet freedom from Michael McDonald leading us in. We'll